Love Thyself. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Chris Westfall, business coach and author, says if you want to be a leader who inspires and motivates others, you have to start by leading yourself first. He shares how emotional intelligence is a key component of self-leadership.
Emotional intelligence looks at the way that we are able to interpret the emotional state of others, as well as understanding and maintaining our own emotional state. From the standpoint of emotional intelligence, self-leadership means understanding that we're going to have some thinking going on around our circumstances. If we think that giving a presentation is a nightmare, a horrible experience where no one will listen to us, guess how that presentation is going to go? What kind of person is going to step on stage? It is our thinking that shapes our experience, not our circumstances, not the people around us. Just because a train of thought shows up doesn't mean that we have to ride that train.
Westfall says by shifting our thinking, we become more confident, inspiring, and can in turn help others create different results.
When it comes to being more confident in an office situation, when it comes to being more effective in our communication, we all have the capacity for more than what we realize. There's always an opportunity to choose to ignore our thoughts, and helping people to make different choices can help them to create different results. And that's the first step. Is there a new way of thinking about the people and circumstances around you that would serve you better? Your job is to find it.
Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.